This isn't an issue about bullying. This is an issue of mine and John's relationship, where I've taken stuff too far, and I didn't know it was hurting him.
Kevin Meeks and Karen Henderson, welcome into Baton Rouge's Morning News. Thanks for taking us along with you. We always do appreciate it. We would never try to bully you into listening. Okay. Having said that, we bring in now author Michael Houlihan, author of the New York Times best-selling book, The Barefoot Spirit. He's a workplace culture expert. We've had him on before, and we'll talk a little bit about bullying and how it carries on from childhood to adulthood with some. And once you get into that pattern, can it be reined in? And you know, Michael, what we're thinking about here is this whole mess with the Miami Dolphins. Without going in and telling that whole story, I think most people have probably heard it by now. But, you know, it's not just kids that do this kind of thing, is it?
No, it's, I think the real issue here is what kind of organization, what kind of supervisors, what kind of managers allow this to take place? You know, when you go into a company, the way you're treated is pretty much the attitude of the bosses.
Good point.
And it trickles down. And so when people, you know, resort to this type of grammar school behavior, it's because they're allowed to do it. So the people that are actually invested in the company don't know what's going on 9 times out of 10.
You know, Michael, again, you think about bullying as something that happens in schoolyards, you know, kids. But I'm wondering if these same kids didn't have some kind of intervention or consequence, and so now they're adult bulliers.
Absolutely. Well, they didn't get enough attention, and this is how they got attention when they were kids. And so it's what they're using now as a strategy to get attention. And manipulating other people makes them feel important. The problem is that when they take this into the workplace, this has nothing to do with keeping customers, reducing costs or increasing profits, or even developing a kind of a teamwork that's required to keep the customer happy. So it winds up being counterproductive.
Mike, and you wonder too, you know, how many, if they're bullying you, how many others have they stepped on over the years, you know, and stuff like that. And it's believe me, you're not going to be the only one. It's going to be many. But, you know, in corporate America, Michael, just recently here, for example, company-wide, we had to take a code of conduct and ethics course online, you know? And I think you see more and more of that kind of thing. And it strikes me when you're doing that, it's unfortunate, because so much of it is common sense, I think. It's so unfortunate that you have to do this kind of thing, but there are people out there that need to know this is what the rules are because they don't understand.
Yeah, and it's a real shame, you know.
It is.
The parents think that the schools are handling it. The schools think the parents are handling it. They both think the churches are handling it. Mm. And yet these kids slip through the cracks. They become adults, and they don't have respect for their fellow human beings.
Right, and now they've even got power. They've got the real power. Maybe they're the boss even, you know, and that kind of thing. Good grief.
Well, they say that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Absolutely, that's
so you
right.
You put somebody in charge of a group of people like that, and they're not accountable to their bosses for how they behave. So it reduces itself down to the lowest common denominator quite easily, especially if they haven't had a wake-up call.
He's a workplace culture expert and author of the New York Times best-selling book, The Barefoot Spirit. Michael Houlihan, our guest this morning. Always good to have you on, Michael. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's 7:45, News Radio 1150, WJBO to Don Grady.